All right, back to it now. We were just listening to Chip Roy before the break, congressman from Texas, because he went out on the House floor and really laid it out there this week. Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan joining me now, and Congressman Chip Roy, you probably heard his comments saying, "I support Ukraine, but I represent Americans." And the conversation, of course, continues around this $40 billion of new money to Ukraine, $54 billion in all, which is more than the entire State Department budget. It's more than we spend on the southern border, obviously, and a lot of other things. You support the money to Ukraine. Chip Roy does not. I don't. I'll be honest with you. I'm on the opposite of this conversation. First of all, good to have you back, as always. But let's talk about it.
Good to be back with you. Good to be back with you. Well, what's the option? You give me the option.
Well, the option is Europe takes care of Ukraine. It's not a country that we have a treaty with, obviously. It's not a country we have a mutual defense agreement with. And so why are we on the far side of Europe when Europe should be taking care of their own?
Well, Europe should be taking care of their own, and frankly, they are. They've committed significant resources, dollars, or their currency to the fight as well. They've committed significant relief aid. They've housed people fleeing from Ukraine for their lives. We are in a NATO alliance with the majority of those countries there. We also know the impact of Russia that it could have on us if it's able to take over a free, sovereign country. We know the impact of China looking on and seeing the unwillingness of NATO countries to join together to show to China and the rest of the world that would try to overcome freedom and sovereignty. So, there's a debate that goes on there. But I submit to you that there could be significant more dollars spent to defend our country and also to compete against burgeoning nations like China. We don't disagree on that. China wants to take us over. They want to beat us in manufacturing.
No, I agree on those points.
Beat us in every way.
I agree on those points. I mean, we're sitting in a country today that has inflation that's 3 and 4 points higher than Europe,
right?
Because of terrible energy policies. We have a nation where we don't have enough baby formula to feed children, and moms and dads are freaking out. We've got a nation where 18,000 illegals are going to start coming over the border every day, which is 6.5 million annually starting in 3 or 4 days. And we're doing nothing about any of these things, it doesn't seem. And the administration seems enough. And I understand all that, but I still don't understand the dedication of American resources when we have so many things to deal with here to dedicate that level of resource. That's more than the State Department budget. Certainly, it's more than every, Border Patrol agency combined. It's a tremendous amount of money.
Steve, the one thing you got to point out to your listeners is the money is there for the wall. We paid for it. It's sitting on the ground.
Fair point.
We paid for the magistrates that Trump put in place and that I supported putting in place at the border to do what they're supposed to be doing. It's this administration that's not doing that. $40 billion would not buy one baby food jar. So what I'm saying is, the issue is this $40 billion for our common defense as well? Is much of it put in place to make sure that we don't have to fight at other places? Is much of it being used as well to restore? $15 billion of that $40 billion is what goes to our resources in putting our resources back on the table, refilling, restocking what we have already given to Ukraine. And also talking with generals, colleagues of mine in Congress as well, they have to admit that a lot of our resources, our military resources, were aging, and that is what has been given to Ukraine. We're backfilling now with better resources. We've also passed the legislation that all of this $40 billion comes under, at least a portion that actually goes to Ukraine, of lease and lend agreements. their responsibility is to pay this back as well.
Well, let me ask you this.
I think that has to be put out also in the mix.
All right, so you've made that. But here's my question then. I think the total bill now is $54 billion in money earmarked or dedicated or whatever for Ukraine. The real question then becomes, if by sending the equipment that you've talked about, whether we're replenishing or however it gets there, are we not, by extension, by proxy, already at war with Russia? And how far are we willing to push that? I mean, you've already got Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia on the border with Russia, NATO countries. We told Russia in 1991 we would never put NATO countries on their border. We've done it. Now Finland and Sweden and other countries are trying to come on board. Turkey might try to block that. But the fact of the matter is, by spending $40 billion, by putting NATO countries on the border, are we not provoking Russia? And do we really want to have some sort of thermonuclear exchange? Because it feels like, to me, from where I sit, it's poke, 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 jab, jab, jab. How much will they take? Or is our move to, at this point, to take Russia out altogether?
I would like to take Russia out altogether, but specifically Putin out altogether. I've not asked, and nor do I believe anybody in our country has asked Latvia or even Finland or Sweden, NATO. That's their own choice. If they want to do that for their sovereign protection, I'm all for it. Bottom line is, we have not put any boots on the ground. I will not support any boots on the ground. I don't know if my colleagues are willing to support boots on the ground either. But I would like, and I think you would agree with me, Steve, I'd like Putin put out of operation. And if this is what it takes, I'm willing to do it. And I think in the end, it will show to have been the right position to take. You know, I can't speak for Trump, but number one, he would have reacted sooner. We saw what he reacted with in sending lethal aid to Ukraine that Obama didn't do. So we know that he had a relationship with Putin of strength, and we know that if Putin would have ultimately attacked, even after sanctions that Trump would have put on sooner, can you imagine Trump responding any differently than strong power against Russia? And I believe he would have supported necessary efforts of supporting Ukraine against Russia. So a lot of this stuff we're talking about is talked of in a vacuum. And frankly, nobody except one other person in Congress has been to as many places in Ukraine, in the fighting areas of Ukraine, than me, and seeing what's on the ground there and seeing the leadership that Ukraine is and hearing from them their commitment to the United States and their commitment to paying back the resources that they received and being a responsible country in defense of freedom. So I think that goes there too, Steve, and to whom much is given, much is required.
Well, I'll give you that.
I think there's a moral issue there as well. And to look into the faces of Ukrainians fighting this battle on their own, thanking America for our help, and also understanding that we're going to fight Russia or China somewhere, sometime. I'd rather do it from a position of strength. And in fact, I'd rather do it by not having to put our boots on the ground and ending the power of Putin right here.
Tim Walberg, Congressman, Michigan 7th Congressional District. Ran it right up to the end. Got to leave it right there. We will talk again soon. Thank you so much.
Great to be with you. Have a good weekend.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com. If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
So, you're a conservative. It's your life. You know how important it is to you and your family. So who will you vote for as Michigan's next governor? Clearly not Gretchen. She's our worst nightmare. But there are several Republicans running. Which one? Which one? There's only one. Perry Johnson. Perry is the genuine quality conservative for governor. Perry Johnson was never a Democrat. Perry has always supported Donald Trump. Perry is pro-life. Perry Johnson is pro-voter ID, pro-law enforcement, pro-Second Amendment, pro-parental involvement in education. Perry is a renowned quality guru. He revolutionized the auto industry. Those skills will bring us lower taxes and local control of our lives. He is a full-spectrum conservative. He'll be an incredible governor and get this place back on track. Perry Johnson.
Paid for by Perry Johnson for Governor.